Hello.
Good morning. Is this Andrew? Hello. Hi, Andrew. Hey, Andrew. This is John with Local Splash, the Google partner. Hi. I was following up with you regarding your account with us. They had purchased a domain name for you. And it looks like there was a client interview that needed to be completed so that we could customize the site and move forward with your first page placement. Looks like they sent out a verification form as well. It's supposed to come in the mail on the 17th, according to FedEx Express.
What
So,
domain name did they purchase?
go ahead and pull it up here. Give me one second. It's WashingtonSepticServices.com.
Okay, so what do you need from me?
We have to do a client interview to customize the site. And then we have to also go over the services you provide. We already have a few of them, obviously septic services, pressurized system, alarm services. I know you said Oscar Systems, Glendon Systems, septic installation, septic repair. So we have to do a client interview in order to customize the campaign, and then the verification form. I'll need that when it comes in the mail. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of it. And then also they sent you a form to fill out called a verification form. And that accelerates the verification process as well. So if we could fill that out, that'd be great. But what would be the best time to do a client interview with you today?
I don't know. I'm on the road for another 45 minutes. I got Bluetooth in, so I guess fire away.
Okay, hold on one second. So there's a client interview technician that called you. His name's Ivan, and I have to message him. Client has 45 minutes.
But why does it say online that you guys are a scam?
Where did you read that?
Multiple places.
That's so odd. I've been working here for 12 years. I mean, our reviews are pretty darn good over the 12 years that I've been here, over 20 years in business. I mean, there might be one or two guys, but they got to have, realistic expectations when we sign them up. We're not going to sign you up today and you'd be a millionaire tomorrow. We do got to build everything. We got to build your site. You got to build your Facebook page. We're building the Google business profile and verifying it. We're building things for the company online that are going to last a long time. So it's not an overnight thing. But like I said, I've been working here 12 years. If you give it, 30 to 60 days, you usually see really good results to where we end up working a
So
little
say
long
I'm with
term.
you guys. So say I'm with you guys 30 to 60 days, and I don't like it, and I cancel. What happens to the domain? What happens to everything then?
Yeah, we give you the option to keep the domain, but you need to have a host in order to keep the stuff on your domain. So you want to make sure if you're going to do that, you get a hosting. But you're thinking worst case scenario. You're going to love it. I don't think you're going to cancel anytime soon, but we don't go and delete those things if that's what you're asking. We don't go in there and delete the stuff or take it away from you. We just stop doing the optimization, so that way, you won't see yourself on the first page of Google anymore for your services. And that's really the money maker in all of this. I mean, having the website and all these things without the first page placement doesn't generate nearly as much job opportunity, but they'll still be able to look you up and see you're a real business and everything and see all your Google verification, all your reviews. But you would need a host, for your site. Everybody needs to have a host for their site or else the site doesn't work. I don't know if you've ever seen that before. You go to a site and all of a sudden it says under construction, and that's just because they don't have a host. So your hosting is a part of the package that we're providing for you. Just to kind of save you money, I bundled a bunch of things together. But yeah, I mean, if you were to leave, we just part ways as friends, man. We just stop the billing and then you take all your content. You still got your Google business profile, all the stuff we created for you, but you just got to get a host to keep that site up and running.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a good question. I mean, you know, I could understand, is that what happened with Ivan? Why we didn't do this, the client interview last time? It was just kind of like, oh, you saw some reviews.
No, but also I was in the middle of a job. Like I was working. I needed to get done. I needed to get deadlines to meet.
Okay. Yeah, I tentatively set that appointment because I think he told me that too. And so I could see your appointment has like a little yellow icon on our calendar, which means basically like check with you. If it's not a good time, then we could always have rescheduled it. You know, everybody we work with is a business owner. So that's a really common occurrence where they're like, hey, not right now. You know, and we're like, okay, we'll call you back, you know, set a different time, follow up with you. All right. So Ivan says that he can actually follow up with you at the top of the hour. He's working an account right now. I know you said you're only...
That won't work.
Yeah, because you said 45 minutes you're going to be at the job. Is there a time maybe this afternoon or later on?
Pretty much any time this afternoon I can make it work.
Okay, you want to go like 2 to 3 or 3 to 4?
Yeah, I'm 2 to 3. I'm going to be moving equipment around and digging holes and stuff.
I'm going to resend you my direct number and extension too, Andrew. Just in case there's any questions, comments, or concerns moving forward. I know I sent it to you at the point of the sale, but I'm going to resend it to you. So if anything, I don't know. I just feel like me and you maybe communicate a little bit better. Or you ask more in-depth questions. Maybe I don't want these guys to feel like, I don't know, you have concerns to where they can't move forward. They try to, like, put a hold on some stuff until I talk to you. So look out for that. I'm going to resend this calendar invitation to you too. So you'll get the calendar invite to the Washington Septic Service. Oh, hey, your email bounced back on us. WashingtonSepticServices@gmail.com?
Washington Septic Service, not services.
Got it. Okay. So let me go ahead and delete that S and then I'll resend it to you here. There you go. Save. Invite all guests. Okay. And here comes my contact information. All right. Sorry to call you so early. This is usually about the time that I get in. Are you usually up at 7 o'clock, or is this just a rare occurrence?
I've been up for an hour and a half.
Okay. Me too. I get up real early, usually like 5:30, 6 o'clock, get a coffee before I come in. Deal with everything.
I had to go out and load up my machine and hook up the trailer and everything and send a couple invoices.
Man, it's going to start getting dark early soon. But all right, I got you all squared away for 2 o'clock here. And then I just resent you my direct number and extension. So look out for that phone call at 2. And if you have any other questions, comments, or concerns, just feel free to give me a shout, okay?
Okay.
All right, Ivan, looking forward to working with you. You have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.